Well, so I could walk, I had a wrench in my hand. I was my mama's little angel, my daddy's second chance. He went in the rear. The first day he went pro when he lost part of his eyesight, so he couldn't race no more. But he never lost his touch when he got on the road. He knew how to make him run. He knew one day he would see his name in Victor Lane. And engraved on that cup, just like all of the crazy blues are racing in their blood. So baby, you spend a little days getting long enough to reach the gas. Once you put it on the floor one time, there ain't no turning back. Every Saturday, he'd take me out to the garage. He'd take me in the bucket and fill it full of engine parts. He'd sit me down and pour them out in front of me on the floor. I'd have to tell him what each one was and what each one was for. Then when he'd tell me this old pie, go down to the race that night. He'd tell me what his driver was doing wrong, what each one did right. He could always pick the winner before they ever took a curve. Number three not have a car, but 43's got the nerve. Before I turn 18, Daddy said that pretty soon you'll be open up the race, but I'm gonna leave it up to you. Talk to all about it, talk to everything I know. You gotta have a car to do it, you gotta work by your own. Nobody kept a minute longer than they kept a pair of shoes. They started showing up in every used car lot in town. But being on a go-kart, easy terms, no money down. Me and that and my uncle took her home and we tore her down. We checked her out real good, cleaned her up, bored her out. We took out all the seats, pulled the carpet off the floors. Knocked out all the glass and we welded up the door. The first time that I raced by qualifying was the same. I started out with the bike and came back about the same. Boulder in the pit, couldn't look my daddy in the eye. He said, if you quit now, son, it's gonna haunt you all your life. Or even being number one, you gotta know when it's all over, you did the best you could have done. I know that it's in you, and you've never done it out. It's worse than blowing any engine or any wreck you'll ever have. Since then I wrecked a bunch of cars and I broke a bunch of bones. It's anybody's race out there and I learned to run my own. I shove them in the wall. Hit him from behind, I let him know that I was there. I let him know that track was mine. It's been several years since my daddy passed away, but his picture's on my desk every time I go to race. I lost more than I won, but I ain't gonna give up till they beat me.